Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you on this Wednesday night, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join the show, talk about whatever you'd like, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And coming up, all sorts of interesting news. One thing that concerns me, the mayor of New York City, I think he's a Bitcoin-friendly guy, if I remember correctly. Yeah. I mean, he's a statist just like all of them, but yeah. he's one of these crypto bros, right? He's not in it for the liberty or the decentralization of currency or any of these things. He's just, you know, in it to make money or whatever.
If anything, I feel like I heard him, like, walk that back before.
Bitcoin and cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, meaning we were just like, oh, see, this guy's showing his real colors, but I don't remember what it was.
Anyway, he wants to involuntarily hospitalize homeless people, mentally ill homeless people, which, honestly, it seems to make up a fair bit of the homeless population in the United States. But that doesn't mean that they should be involuntarily hospitalized. And I know you may be thinking, well, a hospital is not so bad. No, it sucks.
Well, when you're there against your will.
Yes, that's the critical thing. When you're sent somewhere and you're told you cannot leave, and if it's you're being involuntarily hospitalized, you're not going to be able to just walk out the front door, presumably.
And also, what does mentally ill mean? Do they have depression? Do they have anxiety? Because most people have depression and anxiety. So I'm just wondering, like, are we talking about schizophrenia? Are we talking about something that might make them a danger to other people? Or are we just talking about, you know, this person is diagnosed with anxiety or depression, so they have to be hospitalized?
It could become a thing where they're just rounding people off the street saying, like, oh, this person had mental health. And really, they just, like, you know, they can claim anything. But definitely a lot of them are probably schizophrenic. But
it seems like a really shady way of dealing with the homeless problem. Oh, well, we have a homeless problem. We got a lot of homeless people. Let's say they're mentally ill and put them in hospitals against their will.
Well, and this is typical, right? Statists are never going to solve the homelessness problem at its root. If you ask anyone, like, if you ask a lot of people, how do you fix the homelessness problem, they always come up with, you know, things like homeless shelters and, you know, whatever, hospitalizing them if they're mentally ill, or just kick them off the sidewalk, throw their stuff away, things like that. But that doesn't fix the homelessness problem. You know, it starts at education, the economy. Like, there's so many.
Not sending people to war.
Yeah, there are so many deep-rooted issues that need to be solved. I mean, like Bonnie just mentioned, there's so many homeless vets who are disabled. And they either have severe PTSD or they're just physically disabled, you know?
You raise a lot of really good questions and a lot of really interesting points. The term mentally ill has so much baggage. It's always concerned me. And this is why I'm one of the many reasons why I'm against red flag laws, which is this concept in a lot of states where if you have any red flag on your history, and it varies from one state to another about what constitutes a red flag, but it's usually any sort of arrest where anyone's in danger, and it's pretty broad, or if you've ever been a threat to yourself or others, a red flag, and they take away your ability to have weapons without a trial, without any charges, just because you set off some red flag. And a lot of progressives, a lot of liberal types, love red flag laws because they want to, you know, disarm people, not realizing that the label mentally ill is thrown at trans people all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they're effectively arguing to disarm the trans population. And a lot of people want to characterize gender identity disorder, which is what causes people to be trans, as a mental illness. And by all definitions, it is. But so is, as you pointed out, depression. And that's very different from, like, schizophrenia and actual personality disorder. So there's a huge range of mental illnesses here, and we have to be careful and act very cautiously when we're lumping all of these things together into one category. Just like the word illness can mean anything from the sniffles to stage four cancer.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? When we talk about physical illnesses, we don't categorize them and lump them all together like is done with mental illness. You know, so it makes sense. Yeah, like it makes sense that we have a broad range of different physical illnesses from the cold all the way to cancer, like you said, but people don't really think of mental illness in that same way. It's just like, well, you're just mentally ill. Okay, well, what does that mean? That could mean anything.
That's a really good point. And that conversation is coming up. But first, will he or won't he, Joe Biden, running for president in 2024? I want to get into this because I love laughing at Joe Biden. He's such a cringe figure. And
didn't he just turn 80?
He's really old. I don't know his exact age. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that he was 80. Did he recently celebrate a birthday?
Yeah, his birthday was like last week or something.
He's definitely, he was the oldest president to ever be elected, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah. And I think like Trump was the oldest when he was elected, and then Joe was older than him.
He did just turn 80. He was born in 1942.
Good Lord.
So he wants to run at 82.
What is this obsession Americans have with electing really, right? really old people into office? The ones who have the least amount of time left on this earth and who will suffer almost no consequences for screwing things up. Like, okay, look, I get it. It would be bad if Biden caused a nuclear war with Russia, because Biden would die. But let's be realistic. He's 80 years old.
Ain't a man.
Yeah. He's only going to die. He's going to die within a few years anyway of some natural cause.
He's already older than he, like, you know, on average was going to live.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sucks for a president who's in the age in the 40s or the 30s, I think would be less likely to trigger a nuclear war because they have so many years left on Earth in which to live.
Have we ever had a president that got elected at like 35? Like, how old was JFK? Because I know he was the youngest.
I think he was in his 50s when he was elected, but certainly going back to like the 1700s, the 1800s, there were probably younger presidents, but that was just because they didn't live as long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's concerning to me that Americans have elected the oldest president in history, and then they immediately turned around and elected a new oldest president in history.
So apparently Theodore Roosevelt was the youngest president at 43.
Which is still fairly old, I would argue.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, I feel like 43 would be a good age to be the president. But when we're talking about 70s, 80s, like you said, these people are about to die. What do you care if you start a war or, you know, completely destroy the economy?
Yeah,
I mean, they're not going to be around to see the actual repercussions of it. And a lot of the decisions that are made politically, they have long-term effects. So it's like, okay, well, these decisions might not really make a difference in the present, but 10, 20, 30 years from now, you know, we're still going to be feeling the effects of some of these decisions that these politicians are making.
Absolutely. And I think it's fair to say that Biden, you know, he loves kids. He loves his grandchildren. He wants to, you know, he doesn't want them to die in nuclear war. But Biden loves kids in all the wrong ways. So yeah. I don't think that's going to influence his decision making here. Because if he dies in a nuclear war, then he has no kids to enjoy the presence of in weird ways anyway.
I mean, it's like I've worked with a lot of dementia patients, right?
Yeah.
So they don't. They might have, even if they have good intentions, it's like, no, you're still doing something that's harming someone else right now. They're confused. And I firmly believe that Joe Biden has dementia or some sort of memory disorder.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask your opinion as someone who works in the healthcare industry, whether or not it seemed to you that Biden has some sort of dementia or other disorder. Because when I watch these videos of him rambling incoherently or almost incoherently or not answering questions in a sane, rational way, and the question is about whether or not he's mentally fit to continue holding office.
Watch me.
Yeah, it makes me think this man has dementia. There's something very badly wrong with him mentally, and it's almost sad, except it's also very funny.
So let me put it this way. I've had severe, like, end-stage dementia patients in, you know, hospital settings that were more with it than he is. Well, so let's just put it that way. You know, people with severe dementia, and they made more sense.
So is he going to run for office? What are your opinions on Joe Biden? Should he run again? Will he get beaten by Trump or someone else? It's...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. but you can join the discussion, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we've resumed uploading content to our TikTok. You can find it at tiktok.freetalklive.com. That's T-I-K-T-O-K. That'll take you straight there. It's sort of a sore point because we had a really good video going, and then it got banned. And
yeah, like it was the most viewed video that's been on the TikTok yet.
Yeah, it was doing extremely well. We uploaded it late, I think, Monday night. And
that didn't take long.
No, and by Tuesday night, it was up to like 7,000 views, and it had about 4,000 when the show started that evening.
So it was like getting traction. Like, it doubled its views just during the show, and I was like, whoa, this thing's taken off, and then it was gone.
Yeah. I messaged Bonnie saying, this is either about to completely die or it's about to go viral. And it completely died.
Yeah.
Within minutes of me sending her that message, because some butthurt person decided it was offensive and they reported it. Probably multiple people reported it.
Which, what I really don't understand is, in the video, it wasn't just like all of you guys dogging on drag queens.
None of us. Well, no. Conan was.
Well,
but
it was... Also, like, there was a balance of you and Ian kind of being, you know, it's like the opposition, so to speak. So that's what I don't really understand. Like, it's almost like people can't look at a conversation or a debate or an argument and not get triggered. Like, it's not just a slander video. It was, you know, one, it was supposed to be funny, and two, it was just a discussion.
I suspect someone just watched the first 10 seconds where they heard Conan's misguided question and just hit the report button and didn't hear anything beyond that.
I wonder if anyone even reported us, or if it's like an algorithm thing.
I'm sure someone... I'm assuming, since it was after it got so many views,
I'm certainly leaning toward report.
But everybody seemed to like love it. Everybody got the point of it that was watching it. Nobody was like, wait, is this making fun of drag queens? I'm confused.
Well, everyone except people who only watched like the first 10 seconds... Right. I mean, we don't know how many people just watch the first 10 seconds. Well, I'm not watching this transphobic nonsense. And
I just meant the comments, but that's a good point. There are probably people who didn't watch the whole thing. That's retarded.
There absolutely were. I mean, we can look at the statistics, and I think most people only watch like the first 25 seconds or whatever. And then it starts, you know, plummeting. These things tend to happen. But it was very frustrating because it was a really good video. It wasn't hate speech. It wasn't bullying. And it's a record for me being on a platform and getting suspended from it without trying to be offensive, right? Like, with some of my Facebook posts, like calling Sununu, Governor Sununu, a fag, I know I'm eventually going to get suspended for it. It's not that I'm trying to get suspended, but I'm being intentionally over the line. This video was just entertaining.
Yeah.
The good news is we won the appeal. We was like, hey, this is not discriminatory. It's not bullying. It's not harassment. It's not hate speech. And TikTok was like, you're right. This isn't hate speech. We're going to reinstate your content. But they haven't reinstated the content. It's still available. If you go to tiktok.freetalklive.com, you'll see it listed there. But when you click it, it won't play. And I don't know why that is. I've emailed them, but you know how these big tech companies are. They don't care. But we are still continuing to upload stuff. Earlier today, I uploaded a clip from Sarah. It's called Yesterday. Humorous. Not as good as the drag queen video, but that's tiktok.freetalklive.com. Going to keep that up because it demonstrated to us that it's a user issue, but not so much a TikTok issue. I understand their abundance of caution. Oh, a bunch of people reported this. We need to suspend it. But they did undo that, in theory. Something seems to have glitched, as far as I can tell, and they didn't actually reinstate the video, giving them the benefit of the doubt here. But it's the users out there who reported it and got us banned. It's not like TikTok. I mean, it's not like YouTube, where we're going to get banned for misinformation, and it's not a user problem. It's an algorithm and a problem with YouTube itself. So we're going to continue that and see how it goes at tiktok.freetalklive.com. But we have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? It seems... Oh, I hit the wrong button again. I'm sorry, Major. Hold on. Go ahead, Major.
There you go. I didn't hear the phone click. I know you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
The night in question when Conan went on his rant, I remember calling in and for backup on him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think you were sitting first or second chair that night. I forget. I think you were sitting second chair. I think Ian was there.
Technically, Conan was second chair that night. It was me, Conan, and Ian, though. Yeah.
All right. Well, the trifecta matters, not the order.
Sure.
Anyway, but I called in with some good news. You know, the and I'm thinking the Olympics are run the same way the World Cup is. I'm not a big soccer fan, but there's a sponsor country like there is with the Olympics. So Qatar is the sponsor country, right? And they had this.
Well, they're host of the World Cup, and I assume this meant they gave a lot of money to the FIFA organization.
I don't know, but anyway, Budweiser had the contract to supply all the beer for all these events.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. And they were suing FIFA or something like that?
No, it gets better than that. Like I said, I got good news on this. So Budweiser's sitting on millions and millions of these cans of beer. Whatever country wins the World Cup is going to be able to throw the biggest party in the world because Budweiser's going to give them all that beer.
Because they weren't allowed to drink it in Qatar?
Well, they can't, yeah, and they can't sell it because it's already printed up in these special cans for the World Cup thingy-dingy. So they got to, you know.
That is a mess, and I do believe that Budweiser is also suing FIFA over this because the reason that Budweiser has all the extra alcohol is because they had an agreement that they were going to be able to sell it at the World Cup. And then a few days prior to the World Cup, they went, oh, yeah, by the way, this is Qatar, and you can't have any alcohol here. And I think it's a $30 million lawsuit for breach of contract, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, Qatar violated the contract.
Well,
you guys were talking earlier about poking fun at the Democrats, and I've called in and told a lot of donkey tales. Well, I don't remember if any of you guys were sitting in the chair that one of these nights, but one time David called in, and I always thought a jackass was just a euphemism for a mule. Okay, as far as making fun of the Democrats, so I've used that phrase before.
Okay.
Turns out a jackass is a male burro, a breeding stock for a filly to make a mule, right?
A mule.
A male mule?
Okay.
No, any mule. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, where are you going with this, Major?
All right, so anyway, my old man and his girlfriend many years ago were up at Tequamanon Falls. And they walk around the boardwalk and come back up to the parking lot. Well, this wild burro pops out of the woods. And it seems Dorothy was in her menstrual cycle.
Ew.
And this mule just starts braying and comes right at her. And my old man just starts laughing. And Dorothy's running around the car as fast as she can. And this crazy donkey's chasing her. And three, four laps,
wait,
you know.
The lady? I thought you were talking about another mule.
Yeah, I'm talking about a burro, a jackass.
And another, and a human lady was getting chased by it?
He smelled her estrus, and he's chasing her.
That's terrifying.
Would this be some funny, cute story?
Because it was terrifying.
I don't know where you're going with the rest of that story, Major Payne, but thank you so much for the call tonight. You got to watch out for wild animals that, I mean, generally at all times. I used to walk home from work just because it wasn't very far, and the, you know, first time I was like, oh yeah, there are bears here. Put a stop to that. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in about whether or not Biden is going to run for office, it's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is appointing a third-party manager for the Jackson, Mississippi water system after the city was under a boil water advisory in the late summer. Attorney General Merrick Garland claims the case is more than environmental justice.
As we work to fulfill our responsibility to keep the American people safe, to protect civil rights, we will continue to prioritize cases like this one that will have the greatest impact on communities most burdened.
Democrats are appointing a 2016 election denier as their new minority leader. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was appointed by a unanimous vote to lead the Democrats in next year's Congress. Jeffries tweeting in 2017 that former President Donald Trump had not been legitimately elected. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. As always, you're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And you may have noticed earlier where I was holding up one of these in the webcam just to sort of show it off. It's not mine. However, that is a silverback that Bullion Max is giving away. All you have to do is go to bullionmax.com and just wait a few seconds. The pop-up will come up, and then you can sign up to win one. There's no cost to it, and it's just like the gold back, except it's backed with silver. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then go to bullionmax.com/FTL, where you can get the silver starter kit, which is 5 ounces of the best choice silver that you can find out there, pure silver, at the employee pricing, and they'll give you a gold back for free. A Wyoming gold back for free. Because the gold back is a beautiful piece. They're all beautiful pieces, and so are the silver pieces, obviously. But it's important for you to have a way to protect yourself from the inflation being wrought by the federal government. And gold and silver are historically excellent ways to do that. So bullionmax.com/FTL, where you can actually acquire gold and silver in a usable way. Not one of these crappy gold certificates that promises you that you have a tenth of an ounce of gold or an ounce of gold somewhere. You can have the actual literal gold and silver. That's bullionmax.com/FTL to get the employee pricing on 5 ounces of silver. bullionmax.com/FTL. We're talking about Joe Biden here and whether or not he's going to run for office. He's casting doubt on a potential 2024 reelection bid. And he did that today while speaking at the White House Tribal Nation Summit. And I'm sort of happy to hear this. I don't think anyone is fit to be president. But Biden is a dementia patient, as far as I can tell. He's losing his grip on reality, and someone is clearly in control of him, telling him what his policies are, what he should do, what he shouldn't do. And we don't know who those people are.
That's true. And also, he's just, like, boring, and if it's going to have to be on the news every single day, I don't want it to be Biden.
He is boring when he's not, you know, being interrupted by the Easter Bunny and stuff like that. I find that entertaining. Or when he's rambling on about, watch me, it's like a fly, or kids stroking his leg hairs or whatever.
So I don't know if you guys have ever seen the political signs that say literally anyone else, but that's typically how I feel about the two candidates for presidency. Literally anyone else. We could have picked anyone else and it would have been better.
Well, it is amazing.
Kanye's running, so.
Is he? He's announced that he's running for president?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's putting out videos that say, like, yay 2024. I keep calling him Kanye because it's just, like, so ingrained in my brain.
I doubt he would accuse you of dead-naming him by calling him Kanye, but, I mean, he might, right? I don't know how seriously he takes the name of yay.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to call him, yeah, I don't know, he's Kanye. Like, no one, I never know what people are talking about when they say that.
I don't mind calling him Ye, because, I mean, I've always known him as Ye, too. Like, he gets called Ye also, but just that it would never be something that would come out of my mouth, because I'm not that cool. Like, so that's how I feel every time I call him Ye. It's like, it feels like it's someone, something I wouldn't normally do.
I see.
Like, I'm not going to call him Yeezy.
No, certainly not. Or, I mean, it should be Yeezy if we're being honest, but whatever. I've heard why that it's Yeezy instead of Yeezy, and it's just, you know, hip-hop being hip-hop, I guess. I don't understand it because I don't really listen to hip-hop or follow it or pay any attention to it. But I've been entertained by Joe Biden. But back to the point of what you said, Nikki, that just literally anyone else, it's amazing that in the United States we've managed to develop this system to find the two worst human beings in the country and put them in the most powerful position in the world.
It's amazing in the worst possible way.
It is. I mean, you couldn't, if you developed a system to find the two worst people, you couldn't do better than the American political system. That it seems to be designed to find the two most despicable, disgraceful, horrific, gross people that they can, and then hand one of them the keys to the country.
I really hope Hillary Clinton doesn't come back because I just hate her.
Yeah.
And her and Trump together are going to give me, like, flashbacks.
I really hope that she has learned her lesson and has no intention of...
How many times has she ran? Like, 5 times?
I mean, she's tremendously unpopular.
Yeah.
So she's bound to know that. But Biden just finished delivering his speech when an unknown person in the crowd shouted 4 more years at the president. The president waved the comment off and thanked the person, said, I don't know about that. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
so
surprising.
Sounds like a no to me.
Yeah.
It was just interesting because typically people do run twice. You know, they usually, and it's pretty easy. It seems easier to get reelected than it is to get elected for the first time.
But to be fair, he was like vice president for 2 terms in a row, and he's been a politician in general for his like whole life. So maybe he is actually over it.
I think in my lifetime, he would be the first president, the first sitting president who was qualified to run again, but chose not to. Like, you do have, I mean, Barack Obama probably would have run again if he would have been allowed to, but he wasn't because, you know, you can only be president for 2 terms. Everyone else, as far as I remember, they have sought a second term as president because that's how they really leave their mark.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do a lot in 4 years, but if you have 8 years as president, in theory, you can do quite a lot more.
So I'm wondering, I don't know if either of you remember, during Joe Biden's original campaign, was he this crazy? So I'm wondering if I just can't quite remember, and I don't really follow this stuff too closely, but I was just thinking maybe if his mental health is legitimately declining in this way, maybe, you know, he was normal before, and, you know, because everybody keeps saying, how is this man the president? I mean, how is anyone that's elected president the president, but especially him, where he's clearly very, very confused and sometimes has no clue where he is.
I think he was normal-ish when he was vice president.
I think so, but that was, you know, 15 years ago or thereabouts.
You never heard about him being crazy, at least, but you didn't hear about him that much.
No, he was just the guy who was just sort of there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Barack Obama was the star of the show, and Biden just happened to also, but he was like the bass player of the rock band, Joe Biden was. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, he's there, and he's doing his thing, but no one particularly cares. But, yeah, he was absolutely insane 4 years ago when that was when he said Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he started telling the story about
how... Oh, okay, so this isn't new.
No, and kids love stroking his leg hairs, and that's how he learned about roaches.
Yeah.
And this was all from him running
for office. I remember the roach thing.
You don't?
Yeah. No, I remember Corn Pop and the kids stroking his leg hairs.
Yeah, it was part of the same speech, actually.
Same incoherent jumble of words.
Yeah, where he's like, the kids love going underwater, and my leg hairs, they would raise up under the water, and they would stroke them, and they'd watch them come back up, and that's how I learned about roaches.
What?
And it's like, what the hell, man?
It's so weird, seriously. It's just like, what little kid would love that? Like, you wouldn't want to touch an old man's leg at all.
I don't know what Democrat would love that and go, yes, this is the person I need to cast my vote for.
Well, not Trump. That was the only thing he had going for him, was that he was not Donald Trump.
Yeah, but there's like 319 million other Americans who are also not Donald Trump.
But in the duopoly, you got two choices, A and B.
But I never heard anyone say anything good about Joe Biden at all until I was holding signs for Matt Santos-Dasso in Dublin earlier this year. So on Election Day, and they were just saying, like, oh, he's such a gentleman and all this stuff, and he's such a well-spoken person. They were saying that. I've never heard anyone say things like that before.
That's the first time I've ever heard of anyone saying anything positive about Biden. I work with a lot of liberals and leftists and Democrats and stuff, and they all don't care at all about Joe Biden. He's just this disgusting old senile man, and they know that, but, as Nikki said, he's not Trump.
Yeah, my grandma, who's like been a lifelong Democrat, loves Hillary Clinton. She told me that we have to vote for Joe Biden because we just can't let it be Trump.
It's true.
She didn't like him either.
If there was an actual substantial difference between Trump and Biden, I might be inclined to agree. But as far as I can tell, they're identical, except they're senile in different ways.
Yep.
But their policies that they're going to enact are going to be indistinguishable from one another. So it doesn't matter to me in the real world if we have Trump or Biden. But what about you? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I suspect this next topic is really going to rile people up. But coming up, we're also going to be talking about the New York City mayor involuntarily hospitalizing homeless people. And also, weird stuff happening in the crypto world. 3 crypto stars, if they're calling them, have died in recent weeks. One of them, if you remember, was Mr. Mushijin. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced. I don't know. He died hours after tweeting that he heard the CIA and Mossad, which is the Israeli spy agency, were going to murder him. Within hours after tweeting this, he dies.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that the guy
that
was found in Puerto Rico?
I don't remember where he was found. But and he's not the only one who's died under mysterious circumstances. The only crypto person who's died under mysterious circumstances. And I suspect we're going to see another here in the next week or two. This Bankman guy, the leader of, I don't know what his exact position was, CEO, I'm assuming, of FTX, which is the failed crypto exchange that saw a lot of hacks happening, like right before they declared bankruptcy and all of their Ethereum was stolen. I suspect that this guy who headed this organization is about to, quote, die as well, except he's going to pull what the Quadriga CEO did, which is just go to this part of the world famous for people faking their deaths, and he's going to die there. And I can't remember what part of the world it is.
I think it's Thailand.
It's somewhere in Asia. And that's just what he did, and I suspect that's what Bankman is going to do. But first, we've got Mark on the line with us. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
I prefer to be called the Intergalactic Space Wizard.
If I was king.
I like wizard now.
Okay. I don't address people by their titles.
Triggered by king title. This is my name. I mean, you know, like, you guys don't want to call Kanye by the name that he wants to be called by?
I said I will. I just said it's awkward for me, and I accidentally said, and besides, you just called him Kanye.
So your name is Intergalactic Space King?
This is ridiculous. And to fall all over ourselves over, you know, what we should be calling this guy, I think is kind of silly.
I think it's just basic human decency. Plus, I literally love Kanye. If I saw him in real life, I feel like I would stop being able to speak.
If someone's like, hey, if Bonnie's like, hey, I don't want to go by Bonnie anymore. I want to go by Adrian or whatever. I'm like, okay. Hi, Adrian. It's not silly. It's just basic human decency to call people what they want to be called.
Intergalactic space wizard it is. So,
if you were serious, I would be inclined to call you that.
No, I'm not serious. I mean, what do I got to do? Put out a rap album?
I will take you seriously on that when you accept that Satanism is a serious religion. How about that, Mark?
It certainly isn't. Deal.
Okay, until you take my religion seriously, I won't take your name seriously.
That sounds like a fair deal.
So what's on your mind tonight?
So an interesting thing came up in the host chat, which isn't something that most people get a chance to hear about and usually doesn't have anything interesting in it at all. But somebody, and I don't have any idea who, on our Facebook page posted some kind of meme.
You don't know who did that?
I do not.
It wasn't you?
That is correct.
Okay, wow. I assumed it was. I didn't assume it was until until you began defending the post. Until then, I was just curious who it was.
I defended freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So somebody posted.
Hold on, Mark. Because I seem to recall two years ago.
Before you go off.
No, you can't sit there and say that you're defending freedom of speech when I resigned from administrating the Free Talk Live group 2 years ago because you were like, Aria, no more dead cop posts. Even though it was most traffic that the Free Talk Live page had gotten in years.
Yep, you're right. You're right. What I think is very interesting is that somehow Bonnie doesn't like this meme, but I'm supposed to, I'm torn between two worlds. One hand defending a meme that's supposed to be racist, and the other hand, gosh, I wish we wouldn't put so many dead cop memes up on our page.
But it's dead cop memes make sense for Free Talk Live, but
no,
this
don't.
Doesn't.
Okay.
We have
I
people
don't
who
know
just say dead cops on Free Talk Live, so at least
the name of the show was Free Talk Live, suggesting that anything makes sense for Free Talk Live.
Look, I didn't say the meme wasn't appropriate. I just want to know who posted it so we could have
a
conversation about it.
Yeah, we should explain what the meme is before we go on.
The meme is, sort of explaining at the top how a Cretaceous period flood changed Alabama voting districts or something like that, it says at the top, right?
Right.
And it shows how a flood went through Alabama and, I guess, deposited a bunch of dark silt in this one strip across the middle of Alabama. And that's how the plantations ended up being all there. So there was a higher concentration of slaves. Those slaves tended in large part to be black. And therefore, after Reconstruction, most of the people just stayed where they were. And, today those people, the descendants of those people, vote Democrat. And so they're showing this blue strip across a red Alabama saying, huh, isn't this interesting? And
see, I think that characterization of it is incorrect. To me, it's just like when people argue that trans women should be able to participate. They're ruining women's sports or whatever, or they shouldn't be allowed in women's beauty pageants. These are people who don't give a damn about women's sports or beauty pageants until there's a topic that they are upset about in there. So whoever posted this, I sincerely doubt they don't have any interest in geology.
That's an assumption that I didn't make when I read it.
Well, why would somebody just post, what if I had access to it and I just started posting pretty pictures I liked from Utah? Wouldn't you be like, Bonnie, this is weird and irrelevant, and why are you doing this?
Well,
right?
clearly the main point of the post was to insinuate that black voters are voting Democrat. So I don't think it really had too much to do with the geology portion of it, you know.
That's not an insinuation. That's a fact.
And it doesn't even matter to me. It's not like that pointing out that black people tend to vote Democrat in Alabama is wrong or something. It's just why? What are you trying to say? You're making us look like Republicans is the part I don't like. It has nothing to do with pointing out black people tend to do a thing. It doesn't bother me at all. It's not like I'm saying that part. It's just why are you saying that?
Why?
It's making us look one Republican.
Why are you looking at the red counties and saying, why are those people voting Republican? to me,
because the meme isn't about the red counties.
It doesn't even mention anything about the red counties.
The meme is very specifically about the blue counties, Mark.
It's also Alabama.
Yeah, why would I wonder? It's Alabama.
But the meme doesn't say, this is why, you know, most of these Alabama counties vote Republican. It's like, here's where these blue counties vote Democrat. It's very specifically about the blue Democratic counties.
It's not very specifically, though. It just shows the counties. And, like, some of them are blue and some of them are red. And
they pointed out that area before it pointed out the counties. So, yeah, it is specifically about the blue counties.
It's like, this is the area where there was this flood, and this is the area where there were plantations, and this is the area where there were slaves. And you're like, but it doesn't say this is the area where there are Democrats. It's still talking about that same area.
It does. It might as well say that, but it also says this is the area where the Republicans are. And for some reason,
the meme doesn't call any attention to
that. Yeah, I don't think the meme says that. The meme doesn't say it.
This is the part that I find interesting about it, is that I didn't look at this, and I didn't see racism. And you called it a dog whistle. And I think this is interesting because I can't hear dog whistles. They're designed for dogs, right? So what is the what is a dog whistle? What is it designed to
do? Dog whistle isn't a perfect name for what that is. It's just a way of being racist without having to say I'm racist. It doesn't mean that only racists can hear it. Other people can see what you're doing. It's not a perfect word for it.
Used for things besides race, like, say, anti-gay or
certainly that's
whatever.
That's what the support for J.K. Rowling has been regarding trans people and the whole women's sports and beauty pageant thing. There's this dog whistle in the drag queen thing. It says dog whistles against trans people.
All anyone has to do to see that this is pointing, making a, like, not only righty Republican point, but also a racist point, is just to look at it and figure it out themselves and be able to read and infer things. It doesn't mean you have to be racist yourself.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I didn't say the meme was racist, and I don't think I used the word dog whistle initially. I think what I said was that it's problematic.
Yeah, you backed it up.
Ian said dog whistle.
Yeah, you used the term problematic, and I don't know what that means either. But what I'm interested
Well, here's what I figured out. Mark doesn't know what is problematic or what is racist or what is dumb and not funny memes, and maybe he should not be allowed to decide what goes on Facebook.
Stick with us, Mark, because I know you haven't gotten to what you really wanted to say, and, you know, there's more to hash out about this, and why not hash it out on the air and give the listeners some insight into the bickering at Free Talk Live? There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.